Hi to you all. You're listening Oroville News from Oroville for Oroville and actually also for everybody else. Today is Thursday, 10th of March and cloudy and 23 degrees Celsius here in Oroville. And weather forecast predicts for today thick cloud cover this morning with intervals of clouds and sunshine this afternoon and patchy clouds over the night. But over the weekend supposed to be sunny. Temperatures from low of 24 to high of 33 with heat index of 39 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 3%. Tracks of the Unicorn Promenade performance on Friday 11th and Saturday 12th. And here with us are Kerry, Dwin and Sarah inviting us to meet. Good morning, Kerry, Dwin and Sarah, and welcome to the studio.
Good morning.
You guys, as Ren asked, I'm really smart, are you a unicorn?
Actually, no, we are looking for unicorns.
You are looking for unicorn.
There's quite a few that have been missing around Oroville lately.
They are unicorns are missing?
Missing and sighted, yes.
Yes.
Oh. So that is the thing we're going to do on Friday and Saturday in Mahalakshmi Park?
It's one of the things.
One of the things. One more. Something more.
There's also a lot of fairy things going on and fantastical stuff. I mean, all this magical world that we don't really know about is actually existing in Oroville, and we are trying to show it and find it.
Yeah, the hidden will be revealed.
The hidden will be revealed. You're still ambiguous, you know, what we can expect on Friday or what we're supposed to do, because you are holding a performance, yeah?
Yes.
A walking performance?
A walking performance. Mm-hmm. So it's in a park. It's not in a theater. Mm-hmm. It's not in a seated place where the public just sits and watches. So, yeah, that already answers part of the question. So it's a walk, so people will walk, and they will discover things along the way.
Mm. Exactly.
And that starts at what time? Because that's the part of the information I couldn't find. Mm-hmm. At what time it will start?
At 5:30 sharp. So you have to be there at 5:30 to be picked up and taken into this adventure.
Picked up where still, because we didn't say where exactly. We know there's Mahalakshmi Park, but where we need to be? At the mushroom?
Yes, the mushroom at the entrance to Mahalakshmi Park that's mm-hmm. across from Solar Kitchen.
What if somebody comes late? Because our events sometimes can be not really punctual.
Well, if you want to be
in,
you better come on time, because otherwise you won't necessarily know where we are.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, people walk through that park.
Yes.
They might get glimpses of it, but I would say it's nicer to have the whole adventure. So from the beginning to the start, it doesn't last that long. So it's not...
We don't need a torch, yeah?
You do need a torch.
Bring a torch. But, yeah, one hour, let's say it's about an hour. About an hour, yeah.
So when it gets dark, we will see a unicorn?
Well,
let's hope not.
We can't say for sure what will happen or not. Unicorns are
unpredictable.
Exactly.
They are unpredictable.
Yeah.
What about fairies?
Fairies are a bit more predictable, but...
Only slightly.
unicorns are unpredictable. And yeah, they only come out if they really feel at ease.
Yeah, they're quite shy creatures, unicorns.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah,
we experience really that a lot now, working with them and all
fairies,
of that.
It's really been quite difficult, actually.
Mischievous, and they can do other stuff. But out of everything, what do you say you two are what?
What
a theater group, or it's more people with you?
The collective.
We are a collective, and that just was born at the beginning of the year, I would say.
Well, a month ago, yeah.
Well, that works for us.
Yeah. So the collective is, there are currently six of us.
Yes.
And we are a little bit amoebous, so it's been a little smaller and a little bigger. And at this moment, there are six of us in the collective. And we have a mix of Orovillians and newcomers and volunteers right now that are all, of course, in different stages. And we are, at this point... This is the first project, so we'll see how it goes. And then after that, we plan to continue working. We're quite open in terms of the kind of work that we're willing to do, just what is activating our curiosity and imagination at the moment, because we come from a lot of different backgrounds. There's theater and puppetry and music and journalism and all sorts of other backgrounds.
But it's important for us to say it's a collective, because it can yes. move. So it can be projects that are done by two or three members. I mean, members, not some members, but people or bigger things. So it's really to start something, to have this collective, the Unicorn Collective, and to create around that, but not to have like a fixed troupe or a group so mm-hmm. that it can
move. You call yourself a kind of dryly collective, but then you are trying to tap into magical.
Yeah, this is this show.
Yeah. I think
it's not only about the magical things, it's also about the other things.
Well, I think that performance in general, for me, is magic. It is magic and it's transformational, whether we transform a space or an idea or a perception. And I think that that's what we're interested in, and that's part of the reason for the Unicorn Collective to be called as such, because we do want to activate this in our audience, in the people that are interacting with us in whatever project that we're doing. Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing also that I wanted to mention about the fact that we're a collective is that, especially for this play, we're not in set roles. Each of us is yes. Is an equal member of the collective. So we... Sarah and I came forth with an idea that we wanted to do a piece that was site-specific in Oroville, and beyond that, everyone has contributed on their own level. So sometimes one of us will wear a director's hat or a costume designer's hat or come up with this idea, but maybe they're not the one that does the idea and somebody else does the idea. So we're really trying to work in a collective creation mode
so
also.
It's like a one creature.
Yes, it is a creature.
And oneness of
it's totally of oneness, and no, it's true because, as you say, it's also a process that we were in because we were all together. So it's a process of seeing who will do what, who will take in charge what, how can we make this look like, how does it look from the outside, and having no director, having not one person in charge of it, made it a little bit more difficult, but made it much more interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. I'm looking forward. The only thing I'm worried, how I'm going to record that.
Seriously. Bring your microphone and walk along.
That creates also the side sounds, mm-hmm. which are not so easy. I mean, it's going to be kind of a really noisy thing. Mm.
But that's all part of it. We made the decision not to perform in an enclosed space mm-hmm. because we want that all of what is happening in the site is actually part of the show. So that includes passerbys, that includes sounds, animals,
yes.
unicorns.
Basically yeah. also tapping in the energy of nature itself, no?
Definitely, nature
and since
is a big
you are
part.
It's touching it's, the archetypes, although they're really specific archetypes of European nations, yeah? So to say, so it's like it's really you're going in something beyond
I mean,
of who we are.
Yeah, the place is has as much as a role as the protagonists. Mm. I think it's all on the same level because the space we're doing it has the same amount of.
That collective team got also any the early years young attendees. Do you have any children on the team?
On the team, no, not at this point. We did think about it,
yes.
but. Especially because this is our first go, we're not the most organized collective, and we found that it was at this moment it's just adults. But we in the future mm-hmm. may have children
yeah.
components in that collective also.
Because they're not burdened with some other stuff yet, and they can still see, you know.
Definitely, no. It was just yeah, it just didn't happen this time. It might happen next time. I think so.
Yeah. But we are
okay. Well, now we are talking about the different ages and so forth. Who is invited to this show?
Everyone. Invited and encouraged.
No, it's
and
really not.
The,
it's
the
really
audience
not.
Supposed to be also part of the performance. Well, she's supposed to participate.
Yes. yes. But supposed to? I mean, you will feel it as there is this walking anyway. So the audience is part of the show because they have to walk with us. I mean, if they don't want to, they can also not. But I mean, they if they want to see the show, they have to walk with us. And then there might be one or two other things that they might do. Let's put it like that.
Well, so it's gonna be a really interesting evening, anyhow.
It will be an adventure everyone.
We might find the unicorn.
We might find the unicorn if we all together put the energy there. We might find the unicorn in Orwell.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Gary Dwin.
Thank you.
See you on Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
At 5:30.
5:30. Mahalakshmi Park, the mushroom, the security booth. Come there.
Bring your torch.
Bring your torch. And
thank
be
you.
Prepared for an adventure.
Today, 12th of March at 6 p.m. at Sueda Mineral Cafe, presentation EcoFem and Santa Cleaning. At 7 p.m. dinner and slideshow. And at 8 p.m. Orville Sisters, following by Feminine Dance and DJ Mikro with Women's Music. And that is dedicated to the Women's Day, 8th of March. And EcoFem team is also saying that they have a special offer, because that evening they will have store with products and information on the women's cloth pads. They would be offered by 50 rupees a pad to our rural women employees who would like to use them. But the following week on Friday 18, our sisters will present to us a musical evening at the visitor center starting at 7:30 p.m. featuring Shakti, Swaka, and Vera, accompanied by Asherman, Dag, Francois, Holger, Shakti, and Shanks. From Resident Assembly Service comes an invitation for Thursday 24th at Unity Pavilion for a decision-making event on a new entry policy and a new FMC mandate and possible process to select the members. Otherwise, on the AVNet and also all the residents, they received a mail from Resident Assembly Service about detailed development plan, residential zone 1 and 2, and they're asking us for our feedback. Deadline is 19th of March. And here's the call for the actors and actresses, or future actresses, from Jill for every Wednesday and Saturday between 7:30 to 9 p.m. starting 16th of March at CREPA, Center for Research and Performing Arts in Kalabumi. And everyone is invited, but still maybe starting with 16 years and up. And through the series of individual and group exercises, you will become more conscious of where, how, when, and why you need to pay attention to the source of the energy you need for a great performance. For signing up, please call Jill at 948-641-6173. Or you can write them to theourovilletheatregroup@gmail.com. The Langarka Educational Center organizes Tamil literary classes every Thursday evening from between 5 to 6 p.m. and regular attendance is appreciated. Lectures by seasoned professor in Tamil literature, history and culture are open to all from Monday through Friday anytime. Classes on languages, sewing, drawing, painting and simple handicrafts for Oroville workers, their wards and Orovillians interested. You can contact Meenakshi 262-3773. At Cinema Bar at News Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen The Ship Sails On, directed by Federico Fellini and made in Italy in 1983. At Echo Film Club, also tomorrow but at 7 p.m., Monkey Kingdom, made in 2015 by director Mark Linfels and Astra Futtergill. At Cinema Paradiso, Women's Day celebration is still going on. Tonight they will screen documentary The Girls in the Band, directed by Judy Chinkin. On Saturday, International Animation Adventure Brave, made in USA in 2010, directed by Mark Andrews, Brenda Chapman, Steve Farsell. Children's film on Sunday, 4:30 p.m., animation Big Friendly Giant, made in UK in 1989 by director Brina Cosgrove. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, V for Vendetta, made in USA in 2005, with Wachowski Brothers. As we progress and purify ourselves of our egoism, our friendship with the divine becomes more and more clear and conscious. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orovilleradio.org.